Pub quiz.
I know. Running out of time.
Yeah. So let's do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz. Only on Radio 1.
Hi, I'm Rob DJ, and welcome to my Monday Night Pub Quiz, which we like to play right here on The Chris Moyle Show on a Tuesday morning.
On a Tuesday morning.
I've got a whole sack of questions. If you want some, say yay.
Yay.
When I say pub, you say quiz. Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz.
When I say fan, you say Dabby Dozy. Fan.
Dabby Dozy.
Fan.
Dabby Dozy.
When I say swagger, you say jagger. Swagger.
Jagger.
Swagger.
Jagger.
When I say crispy, you say duck. Crispy.
Duck.
Crispy.
Duck.
When I say gobble, you say gobble. Gobble.
Gobble.
Gobble.
Gobble.
When I say ecky, you say thump. Ecky.
Thump.
Ecky.
Thump.
Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz.
Fan.
Dabby Dozy.
Fan.
Dabby Dozy.
Swagger.
Jagger.
Swagger.
Jagger.
Gobble.
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 That's just for me, Tina. Thank you.
Ecky.
Thumb.
Ecky.
Thumb.
What's up?
What's up?
He isolated your microphone as well.
Now, I did say this week would be the last week.
Right.
But one, there was a guest that we had to move the pub quiz for next week, who's now moved days, so we can now do the pub quiz next week as well.
Wow. Wow.
So this isn't the last one. It is the penultimate one.
Phew.
We're not keeping scores. This is just for fun.
Just for fun.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
If you want to play at home, you can do.
How?
Text us on 81199. Send us a tweet at Chris Moyle Show.
Oh,
a message on Facebook.
I've just looked at the text. Just I'm about to switch it off. Going, you never told us who did that raspberry.
Oh yeah.
After the news.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I'm me. Sorry.
Celebrity raspberry. Here it is. Does anybody have any idea?
I know who I think it sounds like. It's very random. I think it sounds like Richard Madeley.
It does.
That is very random.
I know where you're coming from. Yeah, I like that.
I would have said Peter Andre.
I'd gone bigger.
Bigger?
Peter Andre.
Pavarotti. Mm.
Bigger. I don't mean size.
Lennox Lewis?
No, in stature.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Will Smith?
You're on the right ground.
Ooh. Will Ferrell?
No.
Will,
is
I am.
Will?
Think.
Elton John?
Yes, you guessed it.
Oh.
It's me, Michael Caine.
Oh.
And I'm the celebrity raspberry. Well done. You're a winner on The Chris Moyle Show.
Pep it up a little bit, will you?
We had Michael Caine to set you up.
That's amazing.
That is daft, isn't it?
Michael, can you just record this for me, please? Thank you. And then can you do a big yay? Well done. You're a winner.
Yes, you guessed it. It's me, Michael Caine.
You can hear him losing the will to live as he reads the words.
Yes, you guessed it.
Yep.
It's me, Michael Caine.
Yep.
And I am the celebrity raspberry.
Celebrity.
Well done. Yeah. You're a winner on The Chris Moyle Show.
I only came on to bloody plug my book.
So text 81199, tweet at Chris Moyle Show, Facebook The Chris Moyle Show. First correct answer in, get your name read out on the radio. Are you all ready?
Yes. Yes.
But wait, I'm not going to do it this week.
Oh,
I
what?
Have a special guest here to do
Ooh.
It for me.
No.
Please
no.
welcome onto the show, it's Mr. Rob DJ.
When I say good, you say bye. Good.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Where are you?
I'm in Radio Leeds.
Hey!
Oh, wow.
That's a nice surprise.
Yeah, it is a nice surprise for me because I knew nothing about it until Twitter this morning.
You know it's not the last one now, don't you, Rob?
I know. I was tweeting out last night it was going to be the last one.
That's what I saw.
So, you know, Alan has been desperate to try and get hold of you.
Yeah, he's apparently texted me and rang me. Yeah. Hasn't been able to get through. I eventually got through on Twitter 7:15 this morning.
Well, you know, on Saturday when you were texting me the scores for the Leeds game,
yeah,
I'd sent you a message earlier saying, "Are you at the ground today, pal?" And you didn't reply. And then you sent me a score update.
Yeah.
And then I replied going, oh, downer. Come on, Leeds, we can do it. What do we look like? And you didn't reply. But then you sent me another goal update. And you weren't replying to anything I said. And I realised...
It's iMessage.
I think it is. You've got two phones. Oh, wait, no, you've got one phone, but this is so boring. Why am I having this conversation?
Yeah, the last show, T-9.
So I had to kind of send the message to both.
Yeah. I think it's all to do with iMessage.
Right.
Generic.
iMessage.
iMessage.
It's all to do with iMessage. Hey, happy anniversary for the other day, by the way, Rob.
That was 3 weeks ago.
Well, I know, but I haven't spoken to you.
No, you haven't, no. Thank you.
How many years married you and Mr. DJ?
Too many.
Too many.
Well done. Oh, congratulations, Rob.
Too many years.
20 years.
20 years.
I married her when I was 8.
Okay, well, don't know where to go with that, Rob.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in at such short notice.
No problem.
Literally, an hour ago.
Yeah. On the way to work.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to do the quiz then.
Yeah.
You've got the questions, so.
I have got the questions.
Go for it.
Right, okay, if everybody's ready, let's do a special Rob DJ Monday Night Pub Quiz with me, Rob DJ.
Woo!
Isn't it?
But you got to remember my lines, though. So, question number one.
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 Harry, you should join in.
That's fine.
Okay, question number one. Which song did Tina sing a cover version of with a lot of help from Auto-Tune? Which song did Tina sing a cover version of with a lot of help from Auto-Tune?
Mm. You say a lot of help.
Do you still do the quiz, Rob?
Yes, I do, yes.
In real life?
Yes, in real life.
Oh, wow. Where do you do that quiz?
In the local pub in Leeds, the Leodis.
The Leodis. He moved.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we moved.
And what night of the week do you do Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz? Thursdays?
Thursdays.
Is it still called the Monday Night
Pub Quiz? It's still called the Monday Night Pub Quiz, but now on a Thursday, yeah.
I love that.
Brilliant.
We got more people in on a Thursday because it's Friday one day at work than all that.
Yeah. So people get paid on a Thursday as well, don't they?
Yeah, people get paid on a Thursday, so we moved.
Everyone should go and see Rob this Thursday.
Yeah, come and see me in Leeds. If you're in and around Leeds, anywhere near the Leodis in Crossgates, come and see me live.
Love that.
We've still got all the jingles and everything, although we've only got 9 days left. We have to re-record everything. Got the bed and everything.
All right.
Okay, question number two.
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 Where did Carrie perform Camilla Ice live in 2008?
Ooh.
Oh.
Where did Carrie perform Camilla Ice live in 2008?
Oh.
I was there.
Yeah,
I was there.
You did a live pub quiz.
I did a live pub quiz, yeah, in a gold lamé jacket, as I remember.
Did you stay for dinner?
Yes, we did. Went to Jamie's.
I went to Jamie Oliver's
restaurant.
It was
beautiful.
But no clues, right?
No clues.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's true, yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
He's got lots of restaurants, though.
Yeah, all over the world. Yeah. It could be anyone.
Whoops. Sorry. Question number three.
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 What did we get James Corden to shoehorn into the Brits in 2011?
Is it a pair of 36 in waist trousers?
No.
Right. A pair of 38 in waist trousers.
Yeah, probably. What did we get James Corden to shoehorn into the Brits in 2011 is question number three.
Right. I've got an answer.
Is that not 2012?
Oh, I've said 2011. Did I say 2003 then?
No. I thought it was 2012.
No, it was 2011.
Was it?
New.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was last year's. Last year's Brits.
Last year's. Right.
Question number four.
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 In 2009, what replaced Car Park Catchphrase for a 6 month run?
Six months.
In 2009, what replaced Car Park Catchphrase for a 6 month run?
And that's
not very long,
guess.
6 months, is it?
Dave and I can't remember anything about the show.
You know all these memory packages, Rob?
Yeah.
They're first for us. You can't really have a memories package when you don't remember it from the first time round.
We just call them packages.
I researched and did 27 questions about you guys. 27 questions. It's unbelievable stuff that you've done.
For when?
For these.
I've been working on this for 3 weeks.
Have you?
Still Rob DJ's.
Hang on a sec. Why 27 when we only do 5?
Because I give you a bit of choice, a bit of option to pick from.
You're moron.
I didn't want to just restrict it to whatever questions. Anyway, question number 5. I don't know what to say.
And finally, question number 5.
And finally, question number 5. And finally, question number 5.
Finally, question number 5.
Finally, question number 5.
Finally, question number 5.
And finally, question number 5. Okay, shut up, Rob. What song was used in 2005 on the show promotional advert featuring a cameo appearance from Vernon and Dom sat in a cafe? What song was used in 2005 on a show promotional advert featuring a cameo appearance from Vernon and Dom sat in a cafe?
Ooh,
and actually, if you look at that advert, I'm in that advert. I'm at the bus stop with Tracy DJ. Yeah, I'm in that advert.
Longman's in that advert.
He's in the bus queue with me and Tracy.
Is he?
Yeah. He's in that same bus queue.
I can hear the track. I can even sing it. But I can't tell you what it's called. I can tell you who it's by. I can't tell you what it's called.
That's a hard question, Rob.
Mm. I thought it was fairly... Man, I was there, so I remember.
It was an awful advert.
So was I.
Yeah, you were in the cafe.
Yeah, it was awful.
Where was Carrie in that? I was looking for Carrie in that advert.
Awful advert.
And now...
Was I in that?
Yes,
you were in the studio.
Yeah.
With Rachel, Allied.
So when everyone moved around, you know, stop, start. Mm.
Yeah, that was the music, yeah.
We need
to
try and squeeze round two in before the news.
2 minutes before the news, right. Okay, then, let's do the music round.
Here's round two of the pub quiz, the music round.
Five questions then, here we go.
Five clips, as quickly as you can. Write down the artist, here we go.
Now,
Oh, whoa.
They're special this week.
Right. Yep.
They're not just songs during our time on breakfast, they're actual show parodies.
Oh no. Oh,
so
no.
What's the title of your parody?
Oh no, alright then. I got the feeling my stomach is heaving, boy, now I'm really scared. No! Hey, watch me eat those ants and bugs up off the ground. I'd like to have a go, but you say no. Little woofly dog, little woofly dog. Table is 22, just next to the ladies' loo. Your face.
Oh my goodness. That's hard.
your song.
You think it's hard. I don't know half of them.
And you wrote them?
Yeah, you wrote them.
I don't know the titles.
You should know all of them.
I can tell you the titles.
Let's
of
do
half
one
of them.
More.
Ali, are we going for the parody title or the actual name of the record?
No, parody title.
Parody title. Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to hear them again?
Yeah. I've got one. The feeling my stomach is heaving, boy, now I'm really scared. No! Hey, watch me eat those ants and bugs up off the ground. I'd like to have a go, but you say no. Little woofly dog, little woofly dog. Table is 22, just next to the ladies' loo.
What's that third
I have no
one?
Idea.
Have you got that?
I've got all five.
I've got three.
All five.
And by the way, can I tell you, Dave, out of the five... I wrote one of those tracks, and you wrote four of them.
Is number three one of the ones that you wrote?
Yeah, number three.
That's the one I haven't got.
Yeah. All right, that's good. I like that.
Wow, that's hard.
Do you know what? I will be amazed if any one of our listeners got all five of those.
Yeah,
parodies.
Absolutely.
I will be amazed.
I'll keep an eye on the text.
If anybody gets that right, I'm reading their name out. 81199 if you can do that. 81199.
I got all five, Chris.
Shut up, you. Or at Chris Moyle's show. Yeah, because you've got the answers.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have got them, would you?
No. But I've probably got two.
There you go. And especially if you Dido.
Oh, yeah. Can you say Dido, Rob?
Dido.
Yay!
We're late for news.
All right. We're late for the news.
Thanks, Chris.
Corporate Allied.
Do you want to give us an out? Saying the answers are coming up after the news.
Yeah, the answers are coming up after the news here with Dom and Tina.
Make it rhyme, though. Make it rhyme. Go on.
How can I make it rhyme? After this record was a rhyme, wasn't it? But we are having a record.
Ribena and Tina. Go on.
The answers are coming up after I've had a Ribena. Here's the news with Dom and Tina.
Yeah!
You still got it.
Yeah.
Hey, what a talent.
Ribena and Tina.
Yeah, all right, it's fine. Rob DJ and the answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz coming up after the news.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's a minute past eight.
And music retailers have warned record labels they're missing out on potential sales by cramming their release schedules. It's when several albums are put out in a short period. You can watch a video of what Talisa is making of all this. Just type Talisa album and Newsbeat into your search engine.
I care about the overall sales. I don't even care if it gets, you know, number 40, but in the long run, when the overall sales come out and they're like, well, how many does she actually sell? They'll be like, okay, well, this is the reason we're going to re-sign this artist next year.
Great Britain event.
Why are the police after her?
Sorry?
Why are the police after Talisa?
I think that was an unfortunate timing towards the end of the interview. It's nothing to do with Talisa.
Is that like the record company police coming after her?
I care about the overall sales. I don't even care if it gets, you know, number 40, but in the long run, when the overall sales come out and they're like, well, how many does she actually sell? They'll be like, okay, well, this is the reason we're going to re-sign this artist next year.
This is the download police. Come out with your sales figures up. Thank you. Here's Tina with the sport.
Thanks. Great Britain have added three more goals to the medal tally at the Paralympics. Ellie Simmons won her second gold of the Games in the 200 metres individual medley.
I don't know what my coach has done to get me swimming the best at the moment, but I've got two more races to come, which I'm going to have to focus on, but it's amazing in front of this home crowd.
The wheelchair sprinter Mickey Bushell also got gold in the T53 100 metres, and Natasha Baker got her second gold of the Games, the Grade 2 freestyle dressage. She said it was beyond her wildest dreams.
Oh my gosh, wow. What can I say, really? You know, 2 Paralympic records, 2 gold medals, first games in London. Wow.
Andy Murray's another step closer to winning his first Grand Slam. He's through to the quarterfinals of the US Open after beating Milos Raonic in straight sets overnight, 6-4, 6-4, 6-2. Elsewhere, Dimitar Berbatov has criticised the former manager at Manchester United, Sir Alex Ferguson. Berbatov made just 12 league appearances last year and said, "I don't think I deserve such treatment at United, not playing in the last year."
And the weather, a bit cloudy to start with, a bit of light patchy rain, especially for central parts of England. Otherwise, largely fine with lots of sunshine. There are severe gales, though, in the far north of the UK today. Top temperatures, though, getting up to 24 degrees.
It has been very windy the last few months.
Very windy.
It
has a little bit. Six minutes past eight now.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, if you just switched on, it's time for the answers to Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Howdy, quiz fans. It's Rob DJ here, live from Leeds, England.
Wow.
Wow.
And you are live from Leeds, England.
I am
today.
Live from Leeds, England, yes.
Yay, we can talk to him.
You can talk to me, I'm real.
Hi, Rob.
I'm not a machine. Hi, are you all right?
Well, you are a machine from what I've heard.
In a good way.
You're a drinking machine.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Were you out last night?
No.
Oh.
School day.
Oh, school day.
By the way, can I say, a lot of love for the quiz on Twitter. Unbelievable.
That's nice.
The tweets we've had. It's unbelievable.
Yes, I love that. Yeah.
Everybody loves the quiz.
Are you...
and you especially.
And do you think Nick Grimshaw should love the quiz as well?
Well, didn't he use Skankers?
What?
Didn't he used to rob the bank's Monday night pub quiz or something?
Yes, he did.
Mm. Yeah, Skankers.
Yeah. Well, no, there was a homage to our...
Skankers isn't corporate speak.
One love and all that. Yeah. No one on text, by the way, or Twitter has got all 5 parody names right.
Wow.
Just so that you know, it's still up for the offing. So anyone wants to text them
by
in.
The way, Ali, thanks for contacting me via Twitter, considering you don't even follow me.
Do you not follow Rob DJ?
The only way he could communicate with me was via Twitter, and he doesn't even follow me.
Hashtag awkward.
Yeah, totes orc.
Hashtag
We're losing you, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Shall we get rid of the answers then?
What is your name? Listen to this. What is your really catchy name on Twitter, Rob?
Real_RobDJ. There's another real Rob DJ out there somewhere who hasn't got an underscore.
But is there a Rob DJ as well?
I believe so, yeah. That's the only one I could get, real_RobDJ.
Right.
On Twitter.
So, @real_RobDJ. It rolls off the tongue,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does. Fluent.
And, all right, well, let's see if we can get you any more followers.
No doubt you will. Well, should we go with the answers then?
Yeah.
You all ready?
All righty.
Question number one. Which song did Tina sing a cover version of with a lot of help of auto-tune? Allied with the listener?
Murray in Aberdeen got it right first. Well done, Murray.
Well done, Bowie.
Well done, Murray.
Tina?
It's Champion Chipmunk featuring Chris Brown. Or featuring me.
Chris?
Champion.
Dave?
I put Chipmunk, but I couldn't think of the chorus. I put Survivor. I forgot about Champion.
Survivor?
Dom?
Champion.
Yeah, Champion Chipmunk featuring Chris Brown.
Yay!
That's question number one. Thanks. Question number two. Where did Carrie perform Camilla Ice Live in 2008? Dom.
Well, I'm just going to jump in quickly and say, well done, Graham from Hankley Common, who got it right first in the text.
Well done, Graham.
Well done, Graham.
Well done, Graham.
Dom.
Newquay.
Tina.
I didn't get it.
Dave.
Newquay.
And Chris?
I didn't get it. No, I put Newquay as well.
Yeah, the boardmaster's in Newquay.
That's right. Oh, Newquay.
Newquay.
Newquay, old key.
What did we get James Corden to shoe on into the Brits in 2011? Allied with the listener?
Ducky in Rothbury got it right.
Well
right?
done, Ducky.
Ducky?
Ducky.
Well, that's well the done, first time Rob DJs have gone, well done, Ducky.
Chris?
Shabatronic?
Dave?
Shabatronic.
Tina?
Shabatronic.
Dom?
Shabatronic.
It was Shabatronic.
Yeah, James said that, the Brits.
Yeah, he said Shabatronic.
He's back home, by the way, James.
I know.
Back
yeah, he's just finished, hasn't he?
He's on Twitter, wasn't he?
That's right.
In 2009, what replaced car park catchphrase for a six-month run? Ali with the listener.
Dave in Southend got it right first. Well done, Dave.
Well done, Dave.
Well, well done, Dave. Dave.
Well done, Dave. Dave. Sorry.
I'm going to say beat Busters.
Ooh.
Tina. Oh.
Wasn't it a Cheggers feature? Cheggers pop quiz?
Do you know what?
Close, Dom.
I put Whatity What.
Chris.
I put beat Busters.
It was Cheggers Plays Pop.
Oh, yes. Was it really?
I think
Tina deserves a point for that.
Believe it or not, Beat Busters was a Thursday at 8:30 feature.
Was it?
Several months, yeah. Wow. It was never 9:30.
Oh, I thought it was.
Wow. Hello.
So when did Whatity What happen then?
It never happened. I'm rewriting history. So, never
up there with
happened.
King of Tickets.
Yeah.
Question number five. What song was used in the 2005 on the show promotional advert featuring cameo appearances for Vernon and Dom sat in a cafe with a listener, Aled?
Well done to Gunnar Neal on at Chris Moore Show.
I wonder who he supports.
Well done, Gunnar.
Do you reckon he's a Spurs fan, Alex?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no.
Right, well done.
Chris?
Rob? I can't think of the name of the track, but I know it's Gorillaz.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Dom?
I put Audio Bullies. It is a Gorillaz track, isn't
Tina?
It?
Tina?
I don't know.
Dave?
I put Chemical Brothers Galvanized, but it's not, is it?
It
I think
was
you're right.
Do you want to sing how it goes before you tell us the name of
Go
it?
Go on then.
No.
That's it, Chris. It's Dirty Harry by the Gorillaz.
Is it Dirty Harry? Down. That's an awful advert, that advert. Awful. Very clever, but crap.
Right, should we do the music round then?
Yeah.
Here's round two of the pop quiz.
Okay. The music round.
The music round.
Let's see how we did with these then.
Five clips as quickly as you can.
Five clips as quickly as you can. Write down the artist. Here we go.
Here we go then. I got the feeling my stomach is heaving, boy, now I'm
really scared. Any offers from the team?
I've got all of them.
I've got this one.
I've got it.
Come to me last.
Okay, then Tina.
I didn't get it.
Tina didn't get it. Dom?
I put Dicky Tum.
Dicky Tum, Dave?
Dicky Tum.
Chris?
Dicky Tum.
Dicky Tum is correct. Because I need to go to the loo and I'm going out to run. Gotta run now, gotta go, gotta get home because my bum's about to explode. Ah, bad chicken ticker, I got a Dicky Tum. Because I need to go to the loo and I'm going out to run. Gotta run now, gotta go, gotta get home because my bum's about to explode. Almost harmonies there.
Yeah.
Parody of the 411 and Dumb.
That's right, you're Dicky right. Tum. Well done.
Okay then, second one.
Here we go. Oh. They watch me eat those ants and
bugs off the ground. Oh. Dom.
Anteater.
Tina.
Anteater.
Dave.
Anteater.
Chris.
I love that Dave wrote it. Anteater.
Yes, it was Anteater. Come on now. Anteater with a long nose and some weird toes. I ant with my tongue and nose. I'm an anteater in a big zoo. I might look strange, but I'm nice, don't smell. I'm an anteater with a long nose and some weird toes. I ant with my tongue and nose. I always found anteater a little bit disturbing.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm an anteater in a big zoo. I might look strange, but I'm nice, don't smell of poo. Like to live in deepest Africa. Oh. I burrow in the ground so you can see me. Oh. You'll never find me high up in a tree. Sniffing out my lunch. Oh. It's kind of like a smaller type of elephant trunk. Oh. I can't listen to it anymore.
it's weird, isn't it? I wrote that in the shower.
No, you're not kidding. I'm set to a room. All right then. Right,
Rob. Should we try number three then?
Yeah, number three then. Here we go. Number three. I'd like to have a go,
but you say no. Dave?
I can't. I'm trying to think what the original is. And I can't get it from that clip. I don't know.
Chris? Oh, sorry, Dom.
I haven't got it, Rob.
No, Tina?
I don't know.
I haven't got it.
Come on.
Come on, Chris. Tell him what it is.
It's A Whole New World. That was the original. And it was... Do you remember it?
A Whole New Bra?
A Whole New Bra. A Brand New Bra. Oh, a brand new bra.
Your boobs look low. Katie Price, wasn't it?
Yeah. Katie Price and Peter Andre sang A Whole New World, and then therefore we did this parody. A brand new bra. Amazing lyrics.
You and Claire.
Your
I think
boobs
it was.
Look lovely there on view. I'd like to have a go, but you say no and tell me that I'm dreaming.
A brand new bra.
That's meant to be Katie Price autotune.
A wondrous thing keeps them in place, but while you're way down there, it's crystal clear. Without them, they would fall down to my waist. Keep growing and growing. Tell me, Peter, do you think I could make them grow some more? A brand new bra.
They're bigger than mince pies.
They're just so big yum, and yum, clear yum, to yum, see. They bust out of my bra. They've grown so far. I can't go back to where.
Yeah, it's the thing is, when you choose a song to parody, try and choose one that you can actually reach the note.
It's high, isn't it, that
very
one?
Very high.
Wow.
Claire worked at Radio 1.
Yeah.
In live events.
She's a fantastic good, voice, yeah.
Amazing voice.
Well, anyway, that was the brand new bra. So,
number four, then?
Number four, then.
A little woofly dog. Little woofly dog.
Yeah. Come on, Tina.
Chihuahua.
Did everyone get that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chihuahua.
The way you sit in my back.
Kylie sang this one.
Yeah, I know she did.
Do you know that, Rob?
Did she?
Yeah. She loved it. She went, I want to sing Chihuahua. She did.
And you call her Chihuahua.
Let's listen to some of those amazing Chihuahua lyrics.
There are other types of little dogs. Those are the dogs like the one you see around with Jeremy Edwards. And then there's Jerry Halliwell, who had the dog that looked quite silly and was called Harry. Yeah, yeah. A tiny little dog. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Courage to the high notes.
I can check for walkies. Where you woof, the way you sit in my bag, the way you lick on my face and my hand. You go ruff off my dog. And you call her Chihuahua.
Oh, come on, it was a great idea.
And I'd forgotten that Jeremy Edwards made an appearance in there.
Nice. I'm going to jump in and say Nicola from Enfield's got the first four right. That's the best we've got on Twitter
well
or
done.
Text.
So well
done.
Including brand new bra.
Including brand new bra.
Wow.
Mm.
And then finally, Rob.
Finally, question number five, then, on the parodies. Anybody get this? Tina?
I know the original was Love in This Club.
The what?
Love in This Club. Love in This Club. I can't think of what this one is.
It was Love in This Club.
Well, listen to the lyrics.
Okay, go on.
My table is 22, just next to the ladies' loo.
Lunch in this pub.
Oh! Yeah.
I wanna have lunch in this pub.
Hey. Lunch in this pub.
In this pub. Oh. In this pub.
Hey.
I wanna have lunch in this pub.
Hey.
In this pub.
Oh. Backing vocals are amazing.
Yes.
I have the garlic bread to start and the fish pie for my main course.
Main course. The great lyrics, Dave.
I need to satisfy this hunger, got the appetite of a horse.
A horse.
I got my car behind the bar in case I wanna get some pudding. I like the cheesecake and the crumble and the apple pie with ice cream.
You know the echo effect. You know what that echo effect. I put my car behind the bar if I wanna get some pudding. Pudding. Because we don't have the appropriate echo machine. Me and Dave just repeated the words, but faded the mics out. So you go, Dave, you go,
pudding.
Like that. That's how we did it.
Wow.
What a great track.
My table is 22, just next to the ladies' loo. And today's special dessert is tiramisu. I got some more cutlery. My tummy feels real ready. I'm just loving my pub lunch in this lovely country. I want to have lunch in this pub.
Hey!
In this pub. In this pub. I want to have lunch in this pub.
Hey!
In this pub.
Hey!
In this pub.
Hey!
Wow.
That was the rap breakdown, I think.
Yeah.
The breakdown. Right, did anybody get 10 out of 10?
Yes, I did.
Well done, Chris.
Thanks very much.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, but Alan said points aren't important.
Yeah, I
nine.
I wasn't counting.
Nine,
no.
Anybody?
No.
Eight.
No.
Seven.
Yes.
Seven done.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, what did I get for getting nine?
You never shouting on nine.
Oh, I got nine.
Oh, well done, Chris.
Thanks, Rob.
Six, anybody?
Me.
Yes.
Hey, don't be so rude.
God, how embarrassing. I got the same as Tina.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and you wrote them.
Rob?
Yes.
Yeah, you wrote them.
Can I say,
well done,
behalf...
Tina, by the way.
Thank you, Rob.
And Chris.
Rob.
Thank
you,
Rob. Dave.
Thank you.
Robert.
Yes.
On behalf of the Chris Moore Show and the listeners, thank you very much for everything you've done for us.
Thank you, Rob.
No problem. It's been eight amazing years. Thank you to all you guys. I've loved every minute of it.
God, love you. Oh, we're going to cry.
When I say good, you say bye. Good.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.
Fade him out.
If you want to follow Rob on Twitter, he is @real_RobDJ.
We've got 800 extra followers from that.
Did you?
Thank you, yeah. Yeah.
Have you been looking at your Twitter?
Yeah.
For God's sake. He's @real_RobDJ. So send him a little message if you've enjoyed the pub quizzes over the last few years. Shabbatronic. Thank you, Rob.
Shabbatronic. Thank you, guys.
See
Thanks,
you in a few weeks.
Rob.
Bye.
Bye,
Rob.
That was Rob DJ.
In many ways, a national institution.
Mm, yeah.
We out. Aye? We out. Aye? Is that what he wants? God knows.